You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it at Hail Varsity, powered by Cornhead Lager. Time for a Jock Doc Wednesday, Nebraska Orthopedic Center. Dr. Brandon Seifert's with us. Dr. Brandon, it's opening day tomorrow, and we're all excited for it. And some Yankee news, but not the Yankee we normally talk about. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Phyllis. How y'all doing?
We're good. We are, hoping that there's some warmer weather in store. And we're going to focus in on Oscar Gonzalez, outfielder for the Yanks, suffered a right orbital fracture, did that earlier in the week, was taken to the hospital after fouling off a ball, went from his bat to his orbital bone during that exhibition game down in Mexico. And kind of tell us a little bit here. We know the orbital area, but just the how dicey these injuries and this situation is.
Yeah, absolutely. So, definitely a topic we've not discussed here on the show before. Moving a little bit outside of my area of expertise, but I know enough. This is sports medicine injuries to be well aware of this. But basically, as you're talking about the orbit, essentially what that means, that's essentially your eye socket. So where the what people think of as the eye itself, okay, that's referred to as the globe, okay? And then basically the socket that it sits in is called the orbit. And obviously, you've got it's kind of circular. It's surrounded on all sides. And so what happened with this gentleman was it's called an orbital fracture. And so basically, anytime you have a broken bone or a fracture kind of involving the orbit itself, whether it's at the bottom, the inside, which is called medial, outside, or superior on the top, it can be in those areas. Most classically, these things occur at the bottom. So we call it like an inferior orbital fracture. Typically, that area is about the softest. It's almost kind of like an eggshell. So that's typically where we're going to see it. There'll be some time when you'll start to see a fracture more to the inside. We call it kind of a medial wall fracture, but that has more kind of thicker, kind of porous, we call ethmoid bone behind it. So we see that less often. Obviously, there's the fracture piece of this that's, important, but more importantly is, what does that structure support? Well, obviously, it's the eyeball, it's the globe, and that's the thing you worry about kind of long term is trying to avoid or protect the globe itself, which again is the whole reason why you have an orbit with bones around it.
Dr. Brandon Seifert with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Dr. Brandon, this feels like more of an injury that you get whenever somebody steps in the ring with Mike Tyson. We'll see how Jake Paul does a little later this year, or maybe Francis Ngannou for the MMA fans. Not something you hear very often in baseball. A lot of times you get the cheat guards that come down and cover part of that area, but apparently that wasn't enough in this case.
Yeah, absolutely. And, kind of an interesting deal is more of a foul tip. I mean, typically you're going to see this more where you're out in the field, somebody hits a hot shot back at the pitcher. Maybe somebody gets a ball thrown at them and they're out in the field somewhere. So, foul tip-wise, pretty uncommon. And in his scenario, fortunately, it sounds like didn't have any extensive trauma to the globe, which is good. But typically with these, what you worry about, obviously, is the globe trauma. But the other things you worry about is, obviously, to move the eyeball of the globe, you have to have muscles surrounding the eyeball that attach onto it and allow it to track and move in the right directions, very precisely. And so what happens is in these fractures, especially these kind of lower orbital wall fractures, as those little pieces break, part of the muscles or those tendons attached to the eyeball can get kind of stuck or entrapped in these pieces. And then what will happen is when you examine these patients, they won't be able to kind of fully track. Their eye will kind of block or get stuck in a certain spot. Actually, kind of a really fascinating thing that can happen here, very uncommon, but there's a thing called the oculocardiac reflex, so eye and heart reflex, which is kind of interesting how that would tie together. But there's a muscle called the inferior rectus that's kind of at the bottom part of the eyeball. And if you have a bat and a fracture here, patients will see double vision. In order to compensate for that double vision, they'll look up And as they look up, that muscle can actually pull on a nerve branch that actually controls cardiac function, and it will basically slow your heart down, and it can actually reach a point where it stops your heart from beating, going to asystole. Obviously, that would be a medical emergency, and those are quite rare, but kind of an interesting phenomenon that can occur. But obviously, in his scenario, that wasn't the case. Just kind of an interesting thing to note.
See, I sometimes I think I understand the human body all right, and then I hear something like that where, oh, you look up and it stops your heart and everything just stops making sense to me again.
No good.
Yeah, that sets off the alarm bells.
Dr. Brandon, when we talk about recovery here, surgical procedure, healing, and then just getting back on that horse confidence-wise, it's, you know, stressful enough to get into the batter's box and face some flamethrowers, but if you get hit in the head, let alone the eye, PTSD is where I'm going.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think that confidence piece in these is a big part of the return. Fortunately for him, I think that confidence piece might be a little bit different just since it was more of a foul tip, but still that's there, and especially if you're somebody who actually gets hit in the eye, if you've been thrown at it, or whether it's a hot shot back at the pitcher's mound, obviously you're going to be a bit gun-shy when it comes to that. But in terms of return to play with these, they're very high. The biggest thing always is that ability to kind of regain the tracking portion of this. Then obviously if there was any kind of globe trauma, then obviously that changes that, field of vision. And that whole, obviously, hand-eye coordination is how do you make it to the major league as a great hitter? Well, your hand-eye coordination is incredible. You can pick the ball up like nobody else can pick up. And so these kind of things could be, detrimental to somebody's career depending on, one, how much muscular trauma was caused by the injury, and then how well you can kind of get that tracking back. And then ultimately, it's really kind of how much trauma happened to the globe and can that globe fully recover. So you'd be able to redevelop that visualization where you can pick that ball up. And that's obviously really the big thing that, in the early parts of this is kind of hard to determine.
Dr. Brandon, what does the return to injury look like here? Because I remember one, it was Canelo Alvarez. He fought Billy Joe Saunders was this guy's name back in 2021, early 2021. Billy Joe Saunders got a broken orbital in that fight and has not boxed in a boxing match since. Obviously, you look at it, you probably made some good money boxing Canelo, but that's now almost 3 years past. He still hasn't been able to compete. What's the return to play look like here in this situation?
Yeah, that's a great question. It'd be interesting to know, Elijah, on that. Is it a structural issue? Like, was it such a bad fracture that even they put that back together? Was it such a bad fracture that they're worried that, subsequent trauma to that area would essentially re-injure that area? Or is it more an issue of he just doesn't quite have the vision? Did he maybe have a globe-type injury, which is a possibility? I'm not certain in his case. I think, fortunately, in this scenario, at least based on the reports, again, we're kind of getting reports from the media. I have no idea what the real reports are. But at least the ones that are out there in the media, it doesn't sound like any globe trauma. So I think for him, I think it's pretty high that he gets back and plays really well. But it's really interesting. There's not a tremendous amount of, sports medicine data on these ocular fractures in terms of return to play. The big thing we always look at in orthopedics, we've talked about this before, is that, return to play at the same level or higher, there's not a lot of that kind of information in the ophthalmology world. So I still think there's definitely a little bit of unpredictability here.
Dr. Brandon Seifert with us, Nebraska Orthopedic Center, a Jock Doc Wednesday. We're talking orbital bone fracture and a Yankee prospect that was playing in a split squad game. Foul ball after he got jammed, and Oscar Gonzalez trying to recover with that right orbital fracture. Dr. Brandon, we'll get caught up again. Thanks for a few minutes today.
All right, fellas. Take care.
Good to hear from Dr. Brandon. We'll wind a Wednesday down next.